Hello there, listeners. Today is February 27. Previously today I record a alarm and bombs that explode quite close to the sky above the village, above my village. Just want to update you and let you know that later on a video was published and in the video it seems that two bombs have fallen quite close to the village, one in the neighbor village in Yarka. I didn't manage to find any news about that, but someone said that some people got hurt, but no news about it so far. And the other, it's the road that go from my home to my parents' home, and that's actually the road I think that I went on the biggest amount of time that I went on the road was this road, and a bomb felt like right on it. Both of the places are about like 10-15 minutes car ride from here. And that's the closest that a bomb came so far. It's interesting how usual it is, like not even my parents didn't call me to say like, hey, are you okay? Like, because they see in the news that the bombs didn't fall in Klil, but that's like enough. So you would have expected that if a bomb falls 15 minutes from your house, then a bunch of family and friends will call and ask like what's going on, but it's so casual, I guess, in those daily life in Israel. No one even bothered to call, and everything came quite quiet, except some other bomb noise. You could hear the bombs going out of Israel to Lebanon, and some planes that maybe you can hear now in the record. I can hear them, like the battle airplanes are again in the air. Here, a big one coming now. Kind of feeling a bit like similar to when the war starts, but yeah, I guess we just got used to that. I opened the news to see if there is anything about the bombs failed here next to my village, and nothing about it. Only about terrible vision to the future. Ramadan, the sacred month to the Islam, is coming, and the news say that it's gonna be a whole mess. And this motherfucker asshole, Itamar Ben-Gvir, is trying to make sure that there will be lots of violence within Israel, just because it's support his wish to kill and run away as many as Palestinians as he can. So he's trying to make a mess by putting limits upon Muslim people by going to their temple in El Aqsa, like the main big important Muslim temple, mosque in Jerusalem. So now he want to tell those Muslim people how many of them can go there and when, and really be as much as provocative as he can. So screw it with this guy, and screw it with the war. But yeah, this is what's going on. So just updating you. Now I'm gonna make an episode about other terrible things that happening.